for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday morning, September the 1st, 2008. Tom Stone is the speaker of this service, teaching on bitterness.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like my wife to come up here for just a second. If folks don't know it, this is my wife. She's my intercessor when she's not here. And I'm going to tell you something right now. God done a work in our lives. It started about, I guess, 20 years ago. And we were exactly where you were when you started.
Worse.
But anyway, thank God that we've made it. And I speak encouragement to you. You got anything to say?
No.
Hallelujah. To you. Hallelujah. You know, we believe in having fun in the Lord's house. But, you know, it is a serious thing. And a lot of people don't even realize what goes on and has not a clue. But I'm going to tell you something right now. The testimonies we can pour out of what things God told us to do, and we'd go do it. It's not because I'm bragging, but I mean just obedience. Obedience, you know. God can tell you to go pray for somebody and you don't do it, and you're disobedience. And we've seen the Lord said, go here. Now, we didn't go. We didn't go on our own. We've been in hospitals and we prayed for the ones that have been shot and they walk out of the hospital the next day. We prayed for the ones who's on deathbed and sit up and say, how long have I been here? So, when God says to do it now, and I'll give Him all the glory because it would not happen if He hadn't told us to go. So, we need to understand some things. But I see a difference on the people's faces this week. And it was a different face when you first came. But it's a different face now. But I still want to turn that frown upside down because everybody loves to stay at the camp and, you know, and stay in a kind of a little bubble. But guess what? We got to go back. And so we had to go back many times. God will sustain you. But at the same time, when you go back, He's going to plow around your little weeds that you got. He's going to break up some fertile ground. The testing is going to come. You ready for a test? Home's waiting for you. Hallelujah. And then when you find out if you've made, conquered the course, is when you can go back and speak to your brother or your sister or your aunt or uncle, the ones that's is the prickly pear, and you can say, I love you, I forgive you, or forgive me of my part in this offense. Because I'm telling you what, we need to realize some things. And my sermon's going to be on bitterness. Here's one verse here in chapter 13, verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. How many people wants to live in here? Hallelujah for life. But he that open wide lips shall have destruction. Proverbs 13:3. That's not in my notes. That's a prelude. Yeah, that's a freebie. But we are going to start in chapter 18:21 in Proverbs. Proverbs 18:21. 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it it shall eat the fruit thereof. Guess what? I don't like the taste of this fruit. I've been there, done that. I don't like it at all. Don't like it at all. And we can fall into some situations that quick. And usually, and it comes from the strangest places. Because when I was a young man, I was very unruly. I was the wild weed out in the patch. And I probably stunk. And, stink weed or goat head. Yeah, bitter weed, whatever. Or even the goat head like you have in California. You get a sticker out there that, sometimes they get this big. You run over with a bicycle and they'll actually flatten your tire. And they just grow just like a clover all over. And, you seen them out there? All right. I could have been a goat head for all I know, you know. But I had the privilege of ministering to my sister as she started coming up. And I was the unruly one. And I was the one that was the black sheep. And she said some pretty harsh things. But I chose to keep my mouth. I chose to keep my mouth. Because I wanted to live. Because I realized, you know, when I was early in life, I had a calling on my life. But it's not all about me, but it's about Jesus Christ. Because He wants to use you. Each one of you got a calling on your life. I cannot reach your family where you're going. And you got a calling on your life. So my family was my place of work. But everybody knew who Tom was. I was the rowdy one. I was the one that got switched every weekend or every week, it seemed like. We had a lilac bush, and I began to think that thing was never going to live. And sometimes I wanted to be like Jesus and walk by the... You'd curse it at the root, and it'd dry up and blow away. But guess what? It did not. It fulfilled its purpose. Yeah. It fulfilled its purpose. Sometimes Mom would even tell me, go out and cut my own switch.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And something about it was, you know, I'm going to get a little one, you know. Guess what? Those things, they hurt. Because you think about the big club, you know, it's really going to hurt bad. But that little bitty booger will not break. It will bend, and it when they hit you, it will wrap around like almost a cat of nine tails, you know, and wow, phew, I won't do it no more. Don't hit me no more, Mama. Ooh. Yeah. But I had a sense enough never to speak bad about my mom. Oh, sometimes I wanted to say some things, but I kept my mouth shut. Sometimes I wanted to tell my dad, quit thumping me on the head. It hurts, you know. Or quit kicking me in the rear. You know, tell me get out of his way of a TV. But yet, you know, we all come from problems. And no need of me telling you. You came out of your own set of circumstances. But I'm going to tell you right now, God is the source. And we can cancel all that judgment that we placed upon those people by saying, I forgive you. I forgive you. The spirit of bitterness, if it stays there, guys, it will manifest. It will grow. It will dig deep. Let's go to Matthew 12:36. Because I want to see life and life more abundant. I want to see it in my life and I want to see it in yours. Because God got some things for us. But I say unto you that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall be given account of in the day of judgment. How many things have we just sit around and we've idly jesting and you know, and the world likes to come back. You're not going to get over me, I'm going to get over you. Sometimes I'm going to get over you before you get over me. You know. And all these idle words, they're going to be held in judgment one day. So sometimes we got a Pandora's box that we gather up ourselves of all these words. And you know where we place them? Right here in our heart, or right here in our minds, in our seat of mind, will, and emotions. Through relationships, through partnerships, through business agreements, all kinds of these things. Even discussing doctrinal issues, we have to be careful that we don't step too far. Because there is a thing of stepping on in the anointed of Christ. I've seen some fellows that have done that, and their feet and ankles hurt, and sometimes there's spurs that will grow out the bottom of their feet, and they'll have to go get them cut off. And I'm telling you, you get your foot on somebody's neck, and pretty soon you get a pain in the neck. And these idle words, and you call them a pain in the rectum. How many people want hemorrhoids? And we can do it to ourselves. We can do it to ourselves. And for by the words thou shalt be justified, I forgive you, I release you, forgive me of my part in this situation. God changed my heart, and these words justify. They release. They bring life. They bring life. And it pushes away that spirit of bitterness that wants to creep up into what? This flesh. That's where it's going to manifest, in your flesh. And by thy words thou shalt not shalt be condemned. If we keep those words, we got a choice today. Do we keep words, or do we release the words? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John 20:23. A lot of people say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. That's fine. Thank you. You got anything else to say? Just like the guy the other day, he was angry, and he said, I'm angry. I said, so? I'm not. So? I'm not. And I'm not going to get angry. You're not going to get me to go there. I said, yeah, we got a problem. Let's just fix it and go on. Just fix it and go on. Now, here's what I like to... The Holy Ghost has came. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, you got the power. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted. John 20:23. We need to walk into remit sins. Has anybody ever spoken that before? Other than one head that I hear nodding. We need to say it corporately. I choose to remit your sins. And it needs to flow out of your heart, not just by rote or what I'm pumping you. I feel like I'm, you know, the farmer at the old one-arm pump, you know, trying to pump you. It needs to flow out of our hearts. I mean, just like that. I choose to remit your sins. One day we was in a men's meeting, and there was a chair right there, and all of a sudden this man manifested, and he was sitting right here, and by the time he stopped, he was way over here, chair and all. And everybody was trying to bind him to the floor, and this and that and the other, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came up on me and told me, go pray for him. I said, what do I pray, Father? And he says, remit his sins. Remit his forefathers' sins. And just by listening to that word that he whispered in my ear, I started praying over him. And he was strong. I mean, they couldn't hold him down. And I placed my hand. And it was not me, guarantee you. Now, if I tell you something like this, it's God. Because I had my hand on him, and I didn't have my hand on him. I mean, just with love. Just like you reach around your child and just pat him on the shoulder. I just had that much weight. And he said, you're crushing me. You're crushing me. And God said, remit his sins. Yes, sir. I remit your sins. He says, remit his family's sins. Yes, sir. I remit your family's sins. I break this generational curse off of you right now in Jesus' name. And about less than a minute, bang. And he was slithering like a snake on the ground, and I was trying to keep it up with him. And all of a sudden, he just sat up in his right mind, completely different countenance. You know, and he came to me the next day and he said, "I want to thank you for praying for me." His stomach was completely ulcerated all over. And he says, "My stomach did not hurt me one iota that day." And he walked away. And he's come back since then. And I've hugged his neck. And he says, "My stomach's not hurting me." So God can heal by that. You know, by remitting people's sins. But we've got to be attentive to the Holy Spirit. You can't do it in your own. You cannot do it. You've got to listen to that small, still voice. Because that's the one that cancels sins. But it's going on and says, "And those sins ye retain, they are retained." I speak to that retainer this morning. I bind it and break the power of it. Of retaining sins. Retaining hurtful words that's been spoken to you in the name of Jesus. I cancel that assignment right now in Jesus' name. Because there are people that wants to manipulate you, to pull your string, wire pulling, string pulling, puppetry. They want to cause you to become man pleasers or woman pleasers. "You got to do this or I'm going to get mad." Jesus says, "I want you free. And who I set free are free indeed." Matthew 16:19. Chapter 16. Well, no wonder it looked different. That's Mark. But words are so powerful. You know, and a lot of you have felt words this week. And a lot of them freed you and some of them offended you. But guess what? We need to get over it. Get over it. "And I will give you unto thee the keys," the keys, the keys, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And there are many keys because there are many hurts. And you put the right key in the right hole and that will lock it come open. But the key is the Holy Spirit speaking the word to you. He don't give them to you to play with. You know, I don't care a big key ring, but Brother Glenn's got a big key ring and it's got keys all over the place. But, you know, they fit all over the place. But you can't take the wrong key and stick it in the wrong lock and expect it to work. So the Holy Ghost has got the keys. And He's wanting, yes, you to carry them, but it will be the right key when that word, Don, bind up the macho man. You know? Bind up the insanity spirit. Bind up that hurt. Bind up that spirit of abuse that young lady went through when she was a child, and now she's 60 years old. Been carrying it for a long time. So the keys are very important. Chapter 2 of Revelation says, "And the key of David." Now remember, you got to think about David. David was who? He was a man after God's heart. Revelation chapter 2, and I don't know the verse right offhand, but look, it's in there. And it says, "The key of David." And the key of David is to repent quickly. See, and that's only mentioned one key. There's no S there. He prayed and he sought God's heart. He had a fellowship with Him. He communed with Him. That means he poured out his heart. And a lot of us need to pour out our heart in some areas to Him. And then to unlock your own door is take that key and forgive or ask for forgiveness. Whichever, you may be the perpetrator or you might be the recipient. Whichever end you're on, a key will fit. Because when you say, "Forgive me of my part of it," it's put in the other ballpark. It's not a ballpark either, but it's placed on the altar. It's placed there that they need to come to the altar and pray and release. Because then they'll, you know, and we don't do this to witchcraft control nobody. But I'm telling you right now, but to get ourselves free. And there are bad relationships, you know, and there's good relationships. And thank God for the good relationship. I thank God for my relationship with my wife. Yeah, and I'm not going to stand here and tell you that we didn't have up and downs. That's foolish. But we forgave one another. We forgave one another. We took the keys and released each other. And it says, in the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Really, that heaven is right here. And that heaven is considered as high, as far as the tallest man that you could find. That's where you breathe. That's where you abide. That's where you naturally walk, run, sit, lay down, crawl, whatever, in this heavenly realm. And whosoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That means loose right here. Turned them loose from a satanic realm. Brought them out from underneath the king. Take them out from being the bride of Satan. And I'm telling you what, if that thing's there, wow, it'll show itself. And we found when somebody's caught in insanity, they usually be a loud scream. A real loud scream. One time we, by the Lord's authority, and He told us to pray for the lady. She came from the Bahamas. She was the next in line witch. And we broke the soul tie between the mama and her. She screamed solid. I don't even know how her voice lasted that long. It lasted for about 40 minutes. I mean, supernatural. But I'm going to tell you right now, when she went down, she looked terrible. But when she came up, she looked beautiful. And it was Him. It was Him. It was not our glory. Because I'm telling you what, it was not our power. It was not our authority. But it was Him setting her free. And yes, we are a kingdom of priests. And just like Glenn said, there's only one king, and it's Jesus Christ. Now, however He wants to manifest Himself to you, if it's God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit or that word that comes from Him, and that sets in motion life, that sets in motion freedom, that sets in motion rebirth, that's Him. And if it tells you anything else, rebuke it, because we got the power and authority to rebuke it. And you kind of challenge Him. Did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Was He manifested in the flesh? And if they say yes, it's true. But if they can't agree with it, it could be an evil angel that's messing with you. Matthew 6:9. We've heard some good messages. I really enjoyed Brother Oliver's message the other night. He said it's a matter of 3 seconds sometimes. And God, forgive me for tarrying. Hallelujah. Forgive me for tarrying and, you know, waiting for the fleece and waiting for the water and waiting for the dry and all this other stuff. You know, anybody been guilty of putting out a fleece? Me, I have. God, I ask for forgiveness of it. And but sometimes it's necessary. So out of the mouth of three, they're witnesses, you know. And sometimes it's necessary. All right, 6:9-15. And we all should have this memorized. And here's the apostles wanting to know how to pray. And it says, after this manner ye pray ye, our Father which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. What's coming? Thy kingdom. It's a whole lot different than the church. Thy kingdom come. And what? And thy will be done in what? In earth. In earth. In earth. If you got, if people don't have that translation right there, it loses its authority. Because guess what? We're earth. We was created out of earth. It says from from earth to earth, to ashes, from the earth you came, and you shall return. But our spirit man come from Him. And that's where our spirit is going to go back to, is the kingdom of heaven. Until that day. And then He makes that decision. And we need to be about His business. We need to love Him as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That means, do you owe somebody? We need to pay them, and then they'll forgive us of our debts. Do we forgive people who owe us? We need to. We need to. And He says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the time is the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So in the kingdom is where the glory is shut, like Brother Humbard shared Sunday. That's where the glory is. And I like to see God's glory work, because it's His glory. When we see people getting free and demons leaving and those things like that. And we can't... Sometimes I'm guilty and I said, we prayed for them. But really, we don't even need to say we prayed for them. But what I'm talking about is Jesus is with you. And you pray. So you prayed through the power of the Holy Ghost. But you need to give recognition to God. Because you didn't do it. You didn't do it. Now here comes the one that kind of hangs a lot of people on salvation. And we need to wake up and listen to this. If you forgive men of their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Forgive. Verse 15 cancels our salvation. Did you hear me? But if you forgive not their trespasses, neither will your Father, God the Father, forgive your trespasses. We need to get saved. The simple solution is resolving issues. Forgiving. Sometimes I think wills are a curse. Sometimes I think property is a curse. You can have perfectly harmony flowing within a family. Eating every Thanksgiving, coming together every Christmas, fellowshipping with often, and all of a sudden the parent dies. This is mine! This is mine! I got caught in that curse. My mother died with a stroke. My father lived another 13 years to the hour. I mean, full rebellion. And he gave us this joint heirs to this property. Well, she lived in California. Guess who had to take care of the place? Yep. And he got remarried. And this woman decided she wanted this piece of property. And believe me, thank God for this lady. I bless her because it worked something in me. One day, we had a heated agreement. I told my dad, you need to take that woman, you take her home, you keep her there. She just walked in her back door and started pointing her finger at us, telling us about all this stuff. And, oh man, I got aggravated. And I went over there, and I should have never said nothing to him. I had to forgive him. But in the meantime, I come back, and I was crippled. God spanked me big time. So I have this CD changer, and I had a bunch of praise tapes, 5 CDs in there. And I went in there, and I turned that thing on. I cranked it up. It started vibrating the windows. And I started just stretched out, spread eagle on my back in the living room. And I started praising God. And pretty soon my anger left and the Holy Spirit came in and like lightning through my fingertips, out my backbone. I got up. I didn't have a pain nowhere. She was iron that sharpeth iron, and he caused me to be humbled, that I cried out, Jesus, and I had to forgive the lady. This lady continued on. She was determined to do something to get that house back. She even started carrying a firearm, a Saturday Night Special, and her granddaughter told her to shoot me. This one, and the granddaughter was just like her, and I had to forgive her, too. But the power of forgiveness, Carla, we went down that day and told the police department what was said, what was done. And I said, I told her, don't bother. I said, but if you find any holes in me, I didn't do it. Just know that. And we're just cueing you in, you know, if I've got some holes in me and there are 22 bullets, where to go? And over my right shoulder came a car. And I said, oh, no. Here, speak of the devil, here she comes. And I left. I said, we need to leave because I'm pretty sure she's coming down to file another report on me. You know what happened? We released her to God. She brought her handgun and turned it into the police department and said, I don't have no need of it. I'm moving out of town. Do you think forgiveness has got some power? You think forgiveness has got some protection? But I could have stayed in that bitterness and anger, and I could have had a hole in me. Thank God. Hallelujah. But iron sharpeneth iron. Everybody that rubs you raw is put there for a reason. Yeah. Sorry to tell you that. Get over it. Forgive them. They are there to try your faith. Now, fear and unbelief operates in the same arena as faith. They require the same amount of magnitude. Same manifestation. You stay in fear and anger and unforgiveness, it will manifest in your body in pain. You choose to forgive, and that will go away. Testimony? Anybody's had any pain left when they forgive? Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. Does it have power, sis? Who wants to walk in the kingdom of God? Who wants that manifestation? Receive forgiveness today and give it. And I guarantee you can walk in the kingdom of God. You don't forgive and you walk in the kingdom of flesh where there is much pain. How much pain you like? I don't like it. Thank you, Lord. Somebody gets right in my face, and I said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Even when I get reprimanded. Because I got a hold of this verse right here, 15. He says, and if ye forgive not men, your heavenly Father, the God of heaven, will not forgive you. Because here it goes right here. 7. Right across the page. Chapter 7. Verse 1. Judge not, lest ye be judged. When does judgment come? When you refuse to forgive. And it may not come just in pain in your back or in your foot. It'll come in your ulcerated stomach. It'll come in your bowels, colitis, Crohn's. You lose your stomach. You lose your colon. And guess what? 2 years life sentence, and then death comes. Bitterness and gall. Bitterness. Bitterness. And then we say the Old Testament's done away with. The sacrificing. The bitterness and gall. And you go up to this temple up there called a hospital. You get put at imitation death. And you sacrifice your gallbladders, your stomach, your colon, your lungs, your liver, your heart. We're sacrificing today. And the New Testament says that's all done away with. When we walk into forgiveness, but we got this thing in our minds that we can do anything we want to after salvation comes. Ooh, not so. You got to pull righteousness up on you. And you cry out for mercy and it comes down from above. Forgiveness is the kingdom life. Because I like to preach on the kingdom too. But this thing we're dealing with today is a spirit of bitterness. Gall and bitterness. It'll crawl up on you and it'll kill you. And it'll kill you quick. But there is a God. There is a God that hears your cry. There is a God that hears your cry. Romans 2:1. Therefore, thou, O inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou judge, for wherein thou judge another, thou committest thyself. For thou that judges, do the same. Read that. Somebody just read that verse back to me. And when thou condemnest thyself, what are you in? Rebellion. Rebellion to God. Because He gave you this life. And we sing a song right here, "This life He giveth, we'll never get over." Because you're going to spend somewhere. I guarantee you. Yeah, you might spend it 3 days here and spend it a bunch where you live, but eventually you're going to spend this life somewhere else. Hopefully it's going to be in heaven. And the keys to get to heaven is to believe in Him first. Receive Him in your heart and let Him become King of your life. He's the King. And when He tells you to go somewhere, go. When He tells you to shut up, shut up. And He'll tell us more so that than anything. Because if you don't say anything, you need to be quiet. Because if you start... I found when I start really babbling, I get myself in trouble. Insert foot. And I have to go to the dentist to get my shoe pulled out of my mouth. Sometimes it may be somewhere else. You know. Sometimes it might be on my own neck when I step on somebody. And I'm stepping on my own neck. Pain in the neck. And they go, and you go down there and you talk to the chiropractor or try to get it adjusted. And it's amazing what forgiveness do. Because you don't even have to pay the chiropractor then. Because all you got to do is just turn around and pop. And hallelujah! I like to use this example. I've told it many times. I got mad and angry, walking in the flesh. Got mad at my daughter. Got mad at my wife. Oh, man, I was in pain. Big pain. I'm talking about crawling in the floor pain. And none of these people could help me. None of them. Because if you blow out a disc, that means all the fluid starts leaking out. They'll operate on you, fix it. But if it goes out and creates a knot as big as your fist, oh man, that thing pinches nerves, you know, and the fire comes down across your legs and, you know, and down the inside your thighs, and it hurts. And one day she got a word of knowledge, thank God. And I was standing like this chair was the bed right there, and I was standing just like this. She got this word of knowledge, and she just went boom on both my shoulders, and I fell back on the bed. She mounted me and says, "I bind this anger and hatred and what else?" Anyway, anger and hatred. And all of a sudden I just went, huh. And that's all it took. I was healed just like that. Walking in the kingdom. Walking. Don't try that until God tells you to do something like that. Do not do that. Because they might manifest on you hard. Male or female, they might manifest on you. Don't do it until the Holy Spirit says to. That's the key. That's the keys to the kingdom. But thank God, I went and poured concrete the next day. I finished 24x24 carport down on my knees, scrubbing all day long. And by then, I tried finishing concrete the other day, and cramps would get in my legs, and I had to stand up, and sweat beads would come out of my head, and you know, so much pain. But I had to get back down and finish concrete. But that day was glorious. He wants to share His glory with you. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. It may not be hallelujah to me, to you, but it was hallelujah to me because I was in the pain. Do not go past go. Do not collect $200. Do not go to Boardwalk or whatever, you know. You were stuck in prison. Proverbs 19:19, man of great wrath shall be put in prison, and you'll have to deliver him many times. When I figured that one out, I was on the road to recovery. Proverbs 7:21-23. Goodness gracious. Time's getting away. Here is this one particular verse is talking about hepatitis. It says 21:23, and with much fair speech she causes him to yield, and with flattery of her lips she forces him. He goeth to her straightway as an ox to the slaughter, or as a fool to correction of the stocks, till a dart striketh through his liver, as a bird has to the snare, and know not that it was for his life. This talks about sexual sins. And usually, we found out that this is through drinking, all that other stuff. Of course, once you get drunk, you do a lot of stupid things. You go down. It's not always just alcohol. Or sometimes it not even might be sharing the needle. Sometimes you might... There's some innocent people sometimes get caught up in this thing too, because you work around people that have these diseases, and if you're not careful, and you need to be clean and wash your hands a lot, you know, around the drinking fountains, matter of fact, that is a mandate that you wash your hands when you come out of a restroom. My God. So here we have, it talks about sexual diseases right here. And also, whatever is connected to your liver is connected, is called kidneys, and it's part of the reins of your life, and he's going to try them. Let's go to John, 1 John 3. 1 John 3:14-15. And we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love our brethren. And he that loveth not his brethren abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Hate is murder. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Beware, folks. You hate your brother, you hate your sister, you hate your mama, you hate your daddy, you hate your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, you hate your schoolmates, you hate your workforce, you hate your co-workers. You hate a fellow church member. You hate your pastor. You hate anybody. Anybody is the act of murder. It's serious. Spirit of bitterness is serious. It is serious, folks. We need to get saved. And thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing. Back to this house, I had to take care of it, and it became a curse to me. I had to keep the utilities up on it. I would tell my sister, well, we owe so much utilities. She paid for, you know, a couple of days, a couple of months or so, and then she decided to quit. So I forgive her, because I knew about this verse. I knew about it. Well, this lady that become the iron that sharpeth iron, just before she moved out, she had grease fire in there. She walked off and left the skillet, and it just burnt the cabinets and smoked up the house, and grease fire went everywhere and messed up the floor and the carpet. Well, I had a choice. Sell it like it is or fix it. Well, I wound up putting a roof on it. Wound up putting siding around it. A new floor. Rebuilt the cabinets. I've done most of this myself. I still forgive her. But I told her, I said, when we sell the thing, I would like at least the material bills out of the thing. Guess what? We got there. And the person that we asked a certain price, well, the person didn't have, and we told him, we're going to sell it like it is, and you have to pay the closing and all the paperwork. And that took another $3,000. Well, the person borrowed $3,000, and on the paperwork, it wound up $3,000. There was supposed to be the price for $3,000 more. And, yeah. And so, I get this phone call. It says, I see that you're selling this house for more than what we agreed to sell. Wow. I told him about the paperwork. I told her. But it went, pew, over the Cro-Magnon. And I finally, and day came down for the closing, and I said, sis, how much more you want? I said, this thing has been a noose around my neck and have been a curse to me too long. I immediately gave the money to her willingly to get out from underneath the curse. I chose to forgive her, but I got set free. Unfortunately, there was a series of things happened. We buried my sister last year. Who wants the grave? I don't see no takers. Gall of bitterness sets up. This bitterness will eat you alive. You will not be able to sleep. You will not be able to function. It will take you farther than you want to go. And you'll pay more than what you want to pay. And you'll stay longer than you want to. This thing took 13 years to get over. Hallelujah. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. But it was a trying of your faith. God wants to try us. And He's going to try the reins of your heart. He will try your kidneys. He will try your hearts. He will try your colons. He will try your stomachs. He will try every organ in your bowels. And even your skin and your bones, boils. And I had a bunch of those boils when I was a kid. I know exactly what they are. I mean, I had them all over my back. My mama used to say, I prayed for you that it'd stay off your face, it wouldn't scar your face. But if I was to take my shirt off today, my back, a lot of areas you couldn't put your finger on without touching a scar. They hurt. And they're full of corruption. And they're full of disease. I was a bitter young man when I was young. If you want to stay in bondage, I don't want you to stay there, but you're more than welcome to. But it's your choice. And time's running away. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. Let's all stand up a minute and get some blood flowing. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Even though it takes some effort getting up, sometimes it's good to get up to get it blood flowing back to your feet. Just repeat after me, because a lot of times we need to confess out loud that the Lord is the Lord of your life before we enter into praying. God,
I believe
that you came and was manifested in the flesh
and was crucified
and on the third day, whatever hour it was, he was raised and ascended into the Heavenly Father. Now, Father, save my soul today, this very hour, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can sit down. I bind that spirit of grief, all grief right now. I take the power and authority over grief. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All grief, agony, sorrow, in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority of it. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. All spirits of bitterness. Bitterness. In Jesus' name. They treated me wrong. They're treating me wrong. They're doing this or doing that and getting bitter. I bind that thing in the name of Jesus. All spirits of bitterness come off of them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of antagonization, I bind it and break the power of it and command to loose these folks today. Antagonizing spirits in Jesus' name. Sleeplessness in Jesus' name. Antagonizing pain just running up and down. No, not wanting to stay in one place. I bind that antagonizing right now in Jesus' name. I command it to come loose of them right now in Jesus' name. All frustration, I bind the spirit of frustration right now. Being frustrated over something in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power and authority of it. I command it to loose these people today in Jesus' name. All anger, all generational anger, I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. All generational anger, I bind it, command it to loose these folks. All from the second, third, fourth generation back, it says, you know, it will come down on you. I bind it to your great-grandmother, great-grandfather. I bind that thing in the name of Jesus, command it to loot you. I break evil soul ties with them right now to the spirit of anger in Jesus' name. Anger, I break it, bind it, command it to loot you. You spirit of witchcraft, you go with it in the name of Jesus. Controlling people with your anger. I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that curse right now in Jesus' name. I break it. I break the curse. Right now, in Jesus' name, of anger. Anger and rage. You got to do it my way. You got to do it my way. No, you got to do it God's way. You got to do it God's way if you want to, you want a healing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I break that curse. In Jesus' name. All spirits of unforgiveness. I bind spirits of unforgiveness right now. In Jesus' name. But you don't know. They hurt me. They hurt me. The only rights we've got to is to love thy Lord thy God. Thank you, Lord. I bind all false rights in the name of Jesus. I cancel all rights right now in Jesus' name outside of Jesus Christ. Lord God, be the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You come and reign in our hearts and minds, will and emotions right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of gossip in the name of Jesus. All gossip. Well, just for prayer purposes, I bind it and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. Gossip in Jesus' name. Tale-bearing, I bind it and break the power in Jesus' name. Bind that spirit of slander right now in Jesus' name. All slander, command it be loosed right now. All slander, come off of it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All tale-bearing, I bind that spirit of tale-bearing right now in Jesus' name. Come off the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tailbearer, I bind you, command you, loose you right now in Jesus' name. I cancel your authority in Jesus' name. All spirits of lusting, bind the spirit of lusting right now in Jesus' name. Lusting over anything in Jesus' name. Lusting over a man, lusting over a woman, lusting over whatever. Cadillacs, cars, homes, people's jobs, people's finances. All spirits are lusting right now in Jesus' name. I bind it and break your power in Jesus' name. Now you spirit of lust, just plain old lust over women, men, in Jesus' name. We break it and command to loose them right now. All sexual lust in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. I loose the people. All spirits of fornication, bind it and break the power and authority of fornicator in Jesus' name. Command to loose them right now. All fornication right now. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bind it and break the power of it. All spirits of adultery right now. I bind the spirits of adultery or adulteress right now in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of pornography. Pornography, pornial, move right now in Jesus' name. I speak to that fantasy world right now in Jesus. I bind all spirits of fantasy, all fantasy. I bind it and break the power of it. Command it to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All spirits of inherited sexual filth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind it and break the power of it right now. In Jesus' name. Inherited from your father, your mother. I break it and command it to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus, I bind the spirit of expeditionist and running around half naked in the name of exhibitionist in Jesus' name. I break that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Break it and command it to loose them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you and praise you, glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All spirits of resentment right now. I bind spirits of resentment. Command to come off of them right now in Jesus' name. I resent this. I resent that. How dare you in Jesus' name. All resentment right now in Jesus' name. How come you didn't let me do that? How come I couldn't have that job? How come I wasn't asked to preach? How come I was this and how come I was not this? I bind all spirits of resentment in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All spirits of conflict, I bind the spirits of conflict right now in Jesus' name. All conflict in Jesus' name. Conflict in the families. Conflict between the wife and husband in the name of Jesus. Conflict between children. Conflict between exes in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command to loose them right now. All spirits of conflict in the name of Jesus. Conflict between parent and child in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of self-hatred right now. All self-hatred. Self-hatred, I bind you and break your power. How come I wasn't born a beauty queen? How come I wasn't born a muscle man? How come I wasn't born rich in Jesus' name? How come I was born good looking and there's no money in my pocket? Self-hatred in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All kinds of fantasies. I bind the spirit of hatred right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you right now. Self-hatred. I bind it because I'm fat. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too this. I'm too that. All self-hatred right now in Jesus' name. I bind it, break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. I bind it because I'm black. I bind it because I'm white. I bind it because self-hatred. I've got the wrong mother. I got the wrong father. I got the wrong nationality. I've got the wrong this. I got the wrong that. I bind that spirit of hatred right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I should have been a German. I should have been a black African. I should have been a whatever. You know, these a lot of women and a lot of men, they go lay on the beach to try to blend in with the rest of the world. You know, actually, you know, yeah, fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. I bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, spirit of remorse in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All sorrow and grief connect with self-hatred in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All self-destruction spirits bind. I bind that when it's connected to that thing in Jesus' name. I bind that self-hatred where I should have been a female. I bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in the name of Jesus. All those spirits, I should have been a male. I bind it and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come on, right now, in Jesus' name. All you spirits of bitterness connected to it right now in Jesus' name. Come on, right now, in Jesus' name. Move right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of self-loathing in Jesus' name. I loathe myself in Jesus' name. I'm just disgusted with myself in Jesus' name. Everything I do turns to mush or whatever you want. In Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority in Jesus' name. All spirits of uncleanness in Jesus' name. Uncleanness in mind, will, and emotions, and in body. I break it and command it to loose them right now. You come off the people right now. Come out of their mind, will, and emotions right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All spirits of rejection by parents. All curses from parents right now. I bind that spirit of rejection. I bind it and break the power and authority of it. Command to come off of them right now. All of it right now. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. Right now. In Jesus' name. You come off the people. Manifest and go. All curses from their parents. All rejection. All rejection right now. I bind and break the power and authority of them. Command to loose the people right now. Manifest and go. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. All rejection, go in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. All self-bitterness, I bind that spirit of self-bitterness. I bind it and I cancel an assignment right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority of it. I bind that spirit. I don't have children. I've got too many children. In the name of Jesus. I bind it and break the power and authority of it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. I really take this to heart right now. I bind that spirit of blaming God. I bind that spirit of blaming God. I snatch you out of the fire right now. In Jesus' name. Blaming God. God, how could you let this happen to me? That is a blame placed on God. And you're in the wrong place. I snatch you out of the fire right now. I bind you to break the power of it right now in Jesus' name. Command to be broken over your mind, will, and emotions right now in Jesus' name. Blaming God. All spirits that blame God in Jesus' name. Bind the spirit of blame game in Jesus' name. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. It's the other person's fault. It's the other person's fault. It's my dad's fault. It's my mom's fault. It's my brother's fault. It's my sister's fault. It's my uncle's fault. It's everybody else's fault but mine. I break that power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of Amorite right now in Jesus' name. You come off of them right now. All Amorites in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All Amorite spirits, move, manifest and go right now in Jesus' name. I pull you out of that right now in Jesus' name. I pull you out of the fire by the presence of the living God. I bind it and break the power and command to loose the people right now. All spirits of Moabites in the name of Jesus. Moabite, I bind you to break your powers and authority right now in Jesus' name. You come off the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of Assyrians in the name of Jesus, I break it and bind and command to loose you in Jesus' name. Refusing to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you, break your powers, and command you to loose you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All Egyptian spirits, which means witchcraft. All spirits of witchcraft now, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command you to loose them right now. In Jesus' name. Loose the people, manifest and go right now. In Jesus' name. All spirits of witchcraft, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose them. In Jesus' name, all string pulling, all wire pulling in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, all word manipulation, all words that try to coerce you to do something. I break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and command you to loose you. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. All threats. All words of threats to control people. I bind and break the power and authority of me. Command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Threats to you or threats out of your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Self-inflicted curses. I break and bind and command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for it right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All minds clear. Lord, I pray for the peace of God. Lord, I ask your loving spirit to come now, Father, and fill them up, God. Fill them up, Lord, with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, and goodness. We thank you, Father, for the fruits of the Spirit that we can be filled. God, I come against the spirit of nemesis in Jesus' name. All backlash and retaliation, I bind you, command you, loose the people right now. Every spirit that was turned loose in this building right now, during this week, during these 3 days, I bind them up and command them to leave this place right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Not to come back again in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the holy angels that are camped around about it. We thank you for the warring angels that's in here. We thank you because you're sitting in each pew, each chair that's open right now and standing on the right hand of this pulpit and standing on the left hand of this pulpit. We thank you for these warring angels, Father, that runs these things off in Jesus' name. Lord, we speak salvation to people. We speak life to you, live and not die, and proclaim the works of the Lord. We bless you right now in Jesus' name. We bless you. Let God's face shine upon you. Let the erratic blessings be upon you right now. Everything that was given to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Lord, belongs to you. I bless you going out. Bless you coming in. I thank you, God, for these people. I bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Also, I bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this weekend. Father, thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you're dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.